Science Pals, it's Grace. I'm back with your snappy science for the week. There's a proposed federal rule that's calling for an enforcement on companies to disclose whether their products contain toxic forever chemicals. And this is the government's first attempt at cataloging the pervasiveness of PFAS across the United States. PFAS is what I'm going to call them. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, rule will require manufacturers to report many products that contain perfluorooquil and polyfluoroalkyl substances. And these are a family of chemicals that don't degrade in nature and have been linked to cancer, birth defects, and hormone irregularities. Here's what is crazy. Companies would have to disclose any PFAS that have been manufactured or imported between 2011 and when the rule takes effect, with no exemptions for small businesses or for impurities or byproducts that are cross-contaminating goods with PFAS. Those disclosures would be available to the public bearing any trade secrets linked to the data. And the EPA will finalize the rule in the coming months. It's actually really exciting, if you ask me, because this is something that needs to be taken care of and called for. Although I'm not super excited because this effort will exclude pesticides, foods, and food additives, drugs, cosmetics, and medical devices regulated under the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. So we're starting somewhere, but we're not all the way there. This would also be essentially a one-time reporting and record-keeping requirement, and companies wouldn't need to provide any updates to their sheet once they do. When PFAS debuted, they were referred for making Teflon pans nonstick and Gore-Tex jackets waterproof. And they're effective at repelling waters and oils, yet so durable that they don't break down in a natural environment. And that strength has actually become their downfall as the chemicals accumulate in landfills, soil, drinking water supplies, and ultimately, you and I's bodies. And as scientists learn more about these PFAS' toxic nature, the governments around the world have actually set limits or actually imposed outright bans on these PFAS toxins. So because PFAS are found in thousands of products like your contact lenses, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals such as Prozac, paper plates, clothing, your dental floss, which, you know, just to name a few, like this stuff is literally in everything, which means it's in our bodies. Regulators are scrambling to gather data on the scope of the PFAS threat, and the EPA data collection proposal is the move in the right direction. Here is my question. How are we not talking about this on national news? Why are we not talking about poisoning our bodies and the poison that our bodies are being affected with? And, you know, the CDC has estimated that 99%, yes, 99% of Americans have PFAS in their blood, which is crazy. And they estimate 200 million Americans are exposed to PFAS in their drinking water right now. Yeah, you and I are drinking this stuff that causes all kinds of bad things to happen to you. And officials with the U.S. Geological Survey released a similar finding on July 5th when they announced that the agency's research estimated more than 45% of the U.S. tap water is contaminated with at least one PFAS chemical after they conducted a nationwide study of water samples. As ambiguous as PFAS are, the reason they haven't generated more outrage among the public may be that the damage from PFAS chemicals isn't immediate. So they affect your overall health over time with repeated exposure. So people aren't getting headaches or coughs from the exposures to PFAS right now, but you're getting cancer a few years down the line. And then a healthy human being is like, I don't understand why I have cancer. Well, it's because of this long-term exposure to PFAS and these chemicals that are not good for us. So go ahead, do your own research on what PFAS chemicals are and see what the water samples say in your area. Go ahead, Google it, learn more about it. And we should all be calling for companies to be creating lists of these toxic forever chemicals that cannot be destroyed. Message your legislators, talk to people, let's make a change, let's make all these bad things go away, or at least try to eliminate them if we can. All right, Science Pals, that is your little bit of science info for the day. Sorry, it's not a really happy one. I'll make sure I pick a happy one next time. That's all I got for you guys today. I'll see you on Monday when we chat with Josh about something on the Random Theory podcast, but this was your Snappy Science for the week. Bye, pals!